Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and thereabouts. Truly, it's a pleasure to be with you again today, trusting that you're holding on to God's unchanging hand. And that you're praying also. I am so happy to be with you. I'm so happy that you're on the other end of this phone. Yes, I am. So give us a call today, if you will, at 347-857-3925. Or, you know, if you don't want to do that, dial in, you know, to that one. Just make sure you punch the one. You know, one, okay, would do that? Just do that for me, will you? Now, I know you're listening. Now, why can't you just give me a call? Let me know that you're on the other end and what you are thinking, praying about, or whatever, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, I'm waiting for you now. Bye. Here it is. Sister Dan.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, we magnify your name. Father God, as we come before you, asking for forgiveness of any sin we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, grieving the Holy Spirit, Father, we ask you for your forgiveness, Lord Father. Father God, as we come before you, we hold Crystal Gibbs before you, Lord. And we're thanking you right now, Father, for just touching her body right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for what you have done for her and what you're about to continue to do for her, Lord Father. We ask you that you continue to touch each and every nurse, Father, and each and every doctor that's attending to her, Lord Father, as well as Shirley, Lord Father. We thank you, Father God, for the praise report on Shirley, Lord Father. We thank you, Father God, on the praise report, Lord Father God, on Sid, that she is out of the hospital. We thanking you right now, Lord Father, knowing that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. And we just give you honor, glory, and praise, Lord. Father, we continue to pray for those, Father, that lost loved ones, Lord Father. Have mercy upon them, Lord Father. Give them the peace, Father God, that they need right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We continue to pray for Brittany, Lord Father. Continue to strengthen her, Lord Father God, on her loss, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for touching Eldred Christian, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father God, to touch and heal his body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we continue your healing, Lord Father God, what you have done in Kathleen Howell, Lillian Rutherford, Lord Father, Jackie right now, Lord Father, continue to touch their body, Lord Father God, as they continue to recover, Lord Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray today for Deetra right now, Lord Father. And continue, Lord Father, as we pray for Allison Moore Smith, Lord Father. Continue to touch their bodies right now, Lord Father. Touch, Lord Father God, those that are on this line right now, Lord Father God. Touch them, Lord Father, if they need prayer, Lord Father God. Have a praise report or want to give their life to you, Lord Father. Help them, Lord Father, to touch that one, Lord Father God, and give their testimony, Father. Ask for that prayer, Lord Father, or to be led to you, Lord Father. We give you honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name, Lord Father. And canceling all assignment that was sent towards this broadcast or anyone, Father God, upon it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father God, as you decrease, Lord Father God, Apostle, my apostle, my bishop, and my pastor, Lord Father God, as they come forth with the word. Father, we're just thanking you, Lord Father, for just having your way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, we didn't call your name. It's because you did not call us and give us your name now, or whoever is sick today, okay? Amen, amen. All right, let me give you a quick word here. The world knows our accomplishments. We know our ambitions. God knows our motives. Okay? The world knows our accomplishments. We know our ambitions. God knows our motives. So what's your motive today? Praise the Lord. What's your motive? Today we want to thank God for, of course, Bishop is here, Bishop Porter. He's still here. He'll be gone soon, y'all. You'll enjoy him while you can.
Yes, yes.
And we thank God for Pastor Barnes being here, Sharon. I'll say it this way, Sharon. We thank God for Pastor Sharon today. Yes, there's two Pastor Barnes, okay? That's what it was. And we thank God for the prophet, Nathan. Nathan the prophet. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for Sister Diane.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Help him, Lord. Amen. God is moving. I tell you, God is moving. Hallelujah. You know, I'm just thanking everyone that was praying for Christopher, my son. He's feeling much better, and he had a good report on yesterday. They wanted to operate on him, but they're not going to operate on him now.
Thank you,
bless
Jesus.
God.
Thank
and
you,
he's holding his food down, and I ate three. He was so happy he ate three meals. he was so happy he was hollering, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And so we just hallelujah with him because he haven't eaten in a while. He couldn't keep any food down, and his esophagus and everything else there, lungs and all of that, you know, everything was trying to shut down on him, you know. But God, but God, but God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you, all of you, for your prayers. You pray for him. But now we have another one that we want you to, we're going to put it out for you to pray for. My granddaughter, which is Deacon Mike's daughter, youngest daughter, she had cancer in the chest area, and she got to go through chemo, okay? First they say she didn't, now they say she do. So let's cancel the whole thing, okay, y'all? By prayer right now, praying for her, all of us praying for her. Do you know the prayers of the righteous availeth much? See, when he said the righteous, that's more than one of us.
Amen.
That's right, that's praying. All right, and we're going to get the job done. All right, and we thank God that Sid is out of the hospital too. It was a little touch and go there with her, but thank God good. When the doctors give you up, going the other way, want to cut on you and mutilate you. My God, God come in just on time, don't he?
Yes,
my, Lord have mercy. Oh, whew, I'm a little happy for that today. Yes,
yes.
I am. Because it was touch and go with him for a while, for weeks and weeks it's been that way. You know, been very serious, but God, but God, but God. We ought to thank him again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
One more time. Just one more time. God has shown himself. Hallelujah. What you need now? You need to call us. You need to call us so we can put you on that prayer, because we have prayers running around all over the place. We got prayer conference line everywhere, with this, that one, on this part of the nation, on that part of the nation, overseas. We got people praying. We are praying with. Now, I know you say, what you mean? I mean, we are involved, this ministry, Bishop and I and some others, we are involved in several, quite a bit of prayer lines, okay? You say, why are you doing it? If there is a need and the people want to pray, we will pray. I'm telling you now, we will. Huh? We will seek God for whatever ails you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Guess what? And God answers. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God answers prayer. I love that. I could just talk about that all day, but we won't go there right now. But just want to give you a little happiness like we are having, you know, of what God. Every time the enemy think he doing bad, doing us bad, and trying to cross us up and, you know, doing all kind of things against us and everything, let me tell you, God come out with something. Didn't I tell you we are game changers? Huh? Didn't I tell you that?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, he changed the whole game just for you. Hallelujah. Just for you. Did you hear what I'm saying? My God, my God from Zion. What else can you say but thank you? Hallelujah. Somebody ought to get the goosebumps right about now. Then the goosebumps ought to get goosebumps. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. You say, why are you so happy? I said, listen, y'all just don't know what I've been through with my son all his life. He's kind of been like sick all his life just about. And it ain't been no picnic. But, honey, let me tell you, God always will make a picnic right out there on the water, won't he? See the fire burning with the fish and all the good stuff, down, good bread and everything. Oh, my God. We're having us a picnic right now with Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to make y'all hungry now. My God, my God. Well, you know, I'm gonna talk a little bit today right quick, and I'm going to let some of you people that God is blessing and letting him use you today too, and let some of that joy just, how you say it, come out of you too. Let somebody feel that joy coming out of you too. Huh? How about that? Wouldn't you be all right with that? All right, praise God. We're going to start with Jonah. I'm in Jonah, the fourth chapter. And it's a familiar passage of scripture to most people, church people anyway. They've heard about Jonah, and people that is not in church have heard about Jonah and the whale. They might not know the entire story of it, but they have heard something. Okay, most people. Now, there are a few that haven't heard, you know. Most people don't read the Bible, you know. Oh, you'd be surprised how many people don't read the Bible, okay. And they definitely don't want to read that story. Okay, you know, have you read it? Have you read Jonah? All right, let's talk about him today. Now, first known soul, Jonah. I guess I'll give you a little background and read a little bit. You know, I'll read pretty fast, okay? But it displeased, starting at the first verse, but it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. He was very angry. Now, you know, God should have been angry, get very angry with him, but he angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? I can stop there and ask you a question. How many of you trying to make you trying to make God do what you want him to do? Huh? You got your own little plan that God done laid it out for you, and you have your own little plan, and you want to tell him what you want him to do. Are you like that? Now, while he was in his country, he talking to God. He's having a conversation with him. Now, didn't I tell you, when I was yet in my country, therefore I fled before unto... He's trying to make an excuse why he run. Okay? He tried to make an excuse there. Are you doing that too? Come on, I'm asking you, are you doing that? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. Now, he know a whole lot, don't he? But yet he don't know why he's talking to God in that manner. I tell you that, God, you going to do that. Well, wasn't that the purpose God sent you there for him to do that? That was his purpose, wasn't it? Well, if it's his purpose, why shouldn't he do it? Come on now, think about it. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Now, he's crazy. I say that's a crazy man. Now, why do I want to die? Because God showed mercy to somebody else. That don't make sense to me. It ain't made sense to me yet. All right, maybe it makes sense to you. When it makes sense to you, you call me and let me know what sense it makes to you. Then said the Lord, doest thou well to be angry. Okay? Now, what do we have here today? What do we have here today? Everything is topsy-turvy in our world today. We want God to do something now, don't we? Some people are fasting and praying for God to do something with the president, do something with that whole White House building and the people and the everything there. You want God to do something, don't you? People are angry because God is not doing. God is doing something, though. But you just don't recognize what he's doing, do you? Think about it now. So you do well to be angry, is what the Lord told me. So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there made him a booth and sat under it in the shadow till he might see what would become of the city. Now, I think he needs some adjustment of his attitude. That's me. He need that adjustment. I know God saw it too. Okay, when you read the rest of it, you'll see. Okay? And the Lord God prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Jonah that it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceeding glad of the gourd. Okay, now you done laid God out. Do you ever fuss at God? You know you do. Why, God? Why you let me suffer so? Why you let me go through this? Why is this happening in my life? Why my children like this, Lord? You shouldn't have made my children like this, God. Why couldn't you do that? You know, y'all fuss at God, don't you? You ain't want to admit it, but you do. Okay, that it be the shade over him, right? That's the shade. And he was glad. But God prepared a worm. When the morning rose the next day, and it smote the gourd that it withered. Did you hear what it say? He prepared that for what to do? So it can smack it. Now, you only had a little pleasure for a little while. Huh? You've been doing fussing in me now. I'm going to do what I do best. This God is saying, I'm going to do what I do best. Okay? And it came to pass when the sun did arise that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah that he fainted. Now he wished in himself to die. Oh, I know you wish you were dead now. And said, it is better for me to die than to live. Well, now you said that before when you was angry. Now you shouldn't be angry because God had gave you some shade, but he is trying to show you why he do things and how he do things. It's his own decision. That's his will to do as he please. It's not for you to complain about. All right. And God said to Jonah, doest thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry even unto death. Then said the Lord, thou hast had pity on the gourd, for the which thou hast not labored, neither made it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. Now, what did he say? Huh? You do well to be angry. You be well to be angry about that. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did that. Huh? But what are we going to talk about this right now about this story? About this story here. Now, what we said on a former broadcast was we're going to make you a game changer, right?
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? You are a game changer. Huh? It takes three things of God for God to make you a game changer. One, faith. Two, trust. And three, obedience. Huh? Those three things is what move God into your life to cause you to be a game changer. But here in this story, I want part of the story, a few other scriptures that I'll tell you right quickly, is that in being a game changer, when God see that you're operating these three things, then what he does is he accelerates you. Did you get that? We're going to talk about that today. The spirit of acceleration is now into effect as you become a game changer. See? Now, God is showing that you ain't got a whole lot to do, but you got to trust him. Have faith in him and then do what he say do. And things to begin to change where you need them to change. Your purpose will come into effect. Do you get the picture? I hope you do. He tells him, you didn't labor and you didn't make it grow. I'm the one did all this. See? But when I do things, when I change things, it becomes accelerated because I don't need your normal time. You see, what happened? What happened here? All of a sudden there was the gourd, because he needed what? Shade. But just because you went to God the way you did, he had to let you see that I'll put it up and I'll take it down. Whenever I get ready, I can let it stay and shade you long as you sit there and have pity on yourself. Or what? I'm going to take it down to let you know that I'm still in charge here.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he's still in charge. See, the thing is, we always think we're in charge because our tongues, he gave us our tongue to speak. But sometimes we speak out of time. So when we speak out of time, we do what? We abort the growth. It cannot grow because you just aborted it with your mouth. Come on, think about it now. Hallelujah. Now, he told him, he said, you do right to be mad. It's okay, be mad. But you ain't going to hold me responsible for stuff that I made. I make everything. I grow it and make it. I do it overnight. See, this is why now you need to do what? Accelerate in Christ now. You need to now allow your faith to come alive, your faith to grow right now, and grow right now at this moment so that you can see what it's accomplishing. And when it accomplished that which God intended for it, that is what makes you the game changer. You think you change things around from the way they was expected to be until an expected source, unexpected source. You didn't expect this to happen. You want it to happen your way, but it won't happen your way. Do you get it? It just won't happen. You know, God always shows up with surprise. He says, surprise, surprise, surprise. You see? Think about it. When you read in John about the loaves and the two fishes and all, and he multiplied it, did you have to go fishing? Did they have to go fishing? Did they have to go and make bread? He took and multiplied. He grew it. He expanded it. See, that's what acceleration do. It takes you beyond the time that you have in your mind. Your time and God's time is two different times. I told you that before. And it still is the same because he can make a fish. He made the fish in the belly. I mean, the money in the belly of the fish when Peter went fishing. There was that money. Where the money come from? You ask. You didn't see a bank down in the bottom of the river, did you? But he has sufficient funds for us because what? He can produce what is not there. You didn't get that, did you? Then when he did it again, after he did those five loaves and two fishes, then he had to do it again, once more and again, for somebody to see. Did I make the fish? All I got to do is talk to the river, and it's going to give up the fish. I can talk to the rock, and it can turn to the bread. I don't know how if he do that. That's how he can do it, But when he does it, he do things quickly. When he heals you, it's quickly, When he do it, he can do it quickly. What did he do with the woman with the issue of blood? He healed her when? Immediately. See? Immediately. It can be done because, listen, when your faith touch God, he does what? He accelerates things. He calls healing to show up immediately. We need to look at ourselves to see where we come short. There's nobody to blame. You can't blame your mother, your father. You can blame yourself for not trusting him. You can blame yourself for not obeying him. It, like he told old Nathan, the prophet, wasn't that him? He told to go and get in the water over one side. He didn't like that water because it's too dirty. You don't want to obey what he say. When he say he want to do it, he going to heal you. He going to deliver you, going to set you free, and he tell you to do something that you think is, ooh, one of them kind of things, and you won't do it. See? And you don't want to do it. It wasn't how dirty the water was. It was the anointing in the water. God, Holy Spirit was in the water with the healing to heal him. Now think about the man, if they wouldn't have got healed. He didn't get healed because he couldn't make it to the pool of Bethesda. You know, somebody get there before him because he was crippled up kind of bad, and he couldn't get there. When Jesus had the angel put him over there in the water, think about it. He said, hey, too many people been in there. That water germy. That water dirty. See? Our carnal mind does what? Cause you not to receive. Do you get it? It ain't going to happen immediately because when you think about it, you're thinking about it. Huh? Well, how's he going to do it? I don't know. All I know, he's a healer. How he do it? If he tell you to go to Lake Hula Hula, go find Lake Hula Hula and get in it. You see, the thing is, you question the wrong thing. And he can't do what he wants to do in your life. You see? Things are happening now, I told you before, fast. Everything is happening fast. What are you going to do for Christ? You got to do it quickly. You don't have time to beat around the bush and trying to make up your mind, well, I think I will, I think I won't. You know, you can't go around there and do that. You know how you pull out that flower, the little flower, say, he loved me not, he loved me not. You know, you can't play that now. You can't play that game. Huh? You see? God already started in your game to change things in his behalf for you. See? Because he promised to bless you, didn't he? He promised to take care of you, to comfort you. You see? Now, let me tell you, God changed the very principle of growth and harvest, don't he? He changes it. How did they get so much barley loaves and fish? God changed things. How did he change the sea so that Peter could walk on it? Huh? Look what he did. He changed it, didn't he? Peter got out there and walked, but what did he do? All of a sudden, the enemy come up, and he, all of a sudden, he don't trust him no more. He just gave you the word, say, come. You can still walk on that same come. See? But because doubt floated in, what happened? He began to sink. Huh? Now, he came up fast, and he could go down fast the same way. God is not a time God, you know, for you. Say, well, he ain't going to do it. You know, this ain't his time. Well, when he says it's his time, he tell you what to do. That means it's your time. And I'll tell you, if God give me something about you to pray for you, your healing or whatever the case may be, and you don't want it at that time, and then I tell you, listen, later don't come to me and ask me, can you pray for me? No, it was your time, your season. At that moment, God was ready to heal you. He's not going to do it later when you want to be from in front of everybody. You want nobody to know you sick. Well, somebody going to know you're sick. You're going to go to the hospital. You're going to end up so sick till you die. Or something's going to happen. So why are you making like you don't want nobody to know you're sick? Nobody wants nobody to know they got problems. Well, I'm having trouble. Well, how are you going to get them troubles covered under the blood and God do something about the trouble? If you don't say, make your request known. Huh? But everybody's so secretive now, and they're dying because I don't nobody know I got cancer. A demon like that, I want everybody to know so we can all get on the case. Do you see what I'm saying? We want everybody on that case that can pray and get a prayer through. You hear what I'm saying? Now, how fast it worked, we don't know. God has that in his hand. See, we ain't governing that time, but we always want a right now blessing, don't we? All right, you don't want that right now one, you don't want that right now, but I want my right now one. You see what I'm saying? Amen. I want a right now. Lord, heal me right now. It's his choice. He don't mean I'm not going to stop believing him. Mm-mm. He still can. Huh? Look at that woman, 12 years, she was running around sick. Didn't know nothing about Jesus. She done heard about him, but she ain't think about trying him. She want to go and spend all the money up. So she snuck in there, and she just crawled on up in there, and she couldn't get to him. So his garment, his skirt, his robe was hanging out, so she touched that. See, it wasn't so much that her hand touching it. It was that her faith had touched it. Huh? And she was now not trusting in the doctors because they couldn't do nothing for her. She was over there getting some good stuff now. She got, I know I'm going to get healed now. I'm going. They say he can heal, and everybody confessing and talking about it and all. I'm going to get me some. Can you say the same today for you to get delivered, set free? Hmm? Jesus is the seed. Huh? He is the seed. When we call Jesus, what is happening? We processing the seed. Amen. The planting seed. We processing it. Huh? You see? And when we process it, we expecting to produce a harvest, huh? And what happened? A harvest come. Now the farmer don't expect his harvest to come in overnight, do he? The only harvest that come in overnight is the harvest like what Jonah experienced. He had to experience it for a reason because of his attitude that he had. It had to be changed. It had to be changed so that you can see that God is in control of every situation. Now, he chose to save them people. And listen, the king had more sense than he had. Huh? When he brought the word to the king, man, the king took off them clothes and went, he going to sit in sackcloth and ashes. He made everything fast, even the cows and the pigs and everything out there. Everybody had to fast. He meant business because he knew God meant business. And when God sent a man, and this man run off, and God had to go out there and get him and throw him back up in there. You know, that's when God slammed him right back up on the show. And he got there quick, too, didn't he? The Bible say he ran fast. He got there in 3 days running. See, he ran. Because what? When God got him out that fish, when he got out of that fish, see, sometimes God have to put you in situations like that, smother you in these situations that you're in, whatever it is in, I don't know what you're in. You know. Huh? To get you to think what he wants you to think. Get out of yourself. That's why you in a lot of situations and things happen because you want to do it your way. Come on now. Nathan wasn't going to get healed until he got in the muddy water. See, somebody had to tell him, said, now look, if it was something good, you'd be over there doing it, wouldn't you? But this, just because it's this water here that God told you to go in, to get in, you don't want to go. What you want to do, stay like you are, or do you want to get healed? Now, if you had the choice, what would you do? Huh? it's like we were at this beach having a baptism, and somebody said, that water looked dirty. I ain't getting in it. That's what they said. Oh, Lord. And think about it. If Jesus say you're going to get healed, would you get in that water? See, I bring that up with the quickness because it's nonsense, okay? Don't think of the water. Only thing, if you see a alligator or snake, I can see you're not going in because I ain't going to be there either, okay? But listen, stop looking at that and do what he say. He has a reason. You say, God, go heal me. I want God to heal me. I want God. And then he gives you something simple to do, and you don't want to do it. Huh? He tell you, well, you don't, certain person I know, I don't drink this. Help them, Lord. Help them. Oh, they look so bad. They look so funny. Well, listen here. If God say eat the funny-looking stuff, eat it because it's going to heal you. Huh? And then you say, I guess I ain't going to be healed then. Right? Right? You ain't going to be healed because he told you what to do. Then you're going to go around sick. To my, y'all lay hands on me so I can get. No, you don't need no hands laid on you because you ain't going to listen to nothing anyway. When I find people, when God tell me different things to tell them to do for their healing and they don't do it, you know what I say? Don't come up to me and ask me to pray no more. Because you didn't do what I told you last time. I told you ain't do it, so I ain't praying. I ain't wasting my time. It's like I tell them, if I told them about a house, if God give me a house, a scripture of the house and everything, and I tell you, and you don't, you ain't paying me no mind, and I'm going to do what I want to, and I'm going to get it when I get ready. And I say, that's not what God said. He said, go now. While he got all the people in place to handle the whatever you need handling. And you don't do it, don't come back and ask me again. See, because the season was right then. You was waiting for your season. Your season was then. Do you get the picture?
Amen.
I went to do for a preacher one time, and God told me, asked about a house, and he's going to tell me about, I don't like nobody coming to my house. I said, I don't want to come to your house. What I want to come to your house for? I said, I'm just trying to tell you, God want to give you a house if that's what you're looking for. Since you're living in an apartment or something, he was trying to give you a house. I said, but since you're going that way, forget it. I said, it's gone. I saw the house, but it's gone. And later on, some weeks later, told me, pray for me to get a house. I said, not me. You lost yours for me. You better wait for somebody else now. Because I ain't got none. It ain't in my head no more. You thought I was trying to get fresh with you. I ain't had to get fresh with you. You wasn't my type. No. Somebody want to come to your house. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with people? See, the devil messed him up. See, the devil messed you up. Because you look at me and say, you don't know nothing. I don't care about you. Say, I don't know nothing. If it works, it works. You can say anything you want. Try it anyway. Eat it anyhow. Drink it anyway. Lord told me I got to drink more water. God knows I don't like drink no more water. But you know what I'm drinking? I'm drinking the water because that's what he say. It's for my body, my health. Do you see what I'm saying? And if he says that, there's a purpose. Now, how quick he do it, I don't know. How quick do you think he should work for you? And if he don't, You gonna get mad? Are you? Think about it now.
We do, yes.
Hmm? Amen. They get mad for God for, because he didn't work right away. He probably knew you was going to do that. You weren't going to hold on to faith, keep trusting him regardless of whether you see it. You get mad, well, he ain't give me nothing, and I ain't got nothing yet. Well, I ain't got nothing yet either, but I'm still here. I'm still holding on to faith. Huh? Let me tell you, if God healed that lady immediately, that was the reason. That woman been sick 12 years. She needed to be healed immediately. Don't you think 12 years was long enough? I thought it was. How long you been sick? I don't know. You know, you say, God, is it time for me to get healed yet? Am I going to ever get healed, or am I going to my grave like this? Which way is it, Lord? I would certainly like to know. That's up to him to tell you or not, don't you think? I think so. How about you? See, we have so many different things in our life that causes us to abort what God has promised you to give you. And when it comes, you don't recognize it, so it don't happen. And that was your immediate. You see what I'm saying? That was your right now. Okay? The right now is when God decides to do it. Say, it's time for me to free my child now. It's time for me to give them overabundance now. It's time for me to open up the gates of heaven and pour them out a blessing they don't have room enough to hold. You see? That's your immediate time. You walked a long time waiting for it, and it never came to pass. Look like every time you turn, somebody's against you, or something has gone wrong, or something. You know, we got all these things going on in our lives, and we blame God for it. He blame you. If you don't have faith in him, what do you expect? If you don't trust him, what do you expect? You say, I don't trust my neighbor. Well, listen, your neighbor's not obligated to do anything for you. God has already promised you that with these three things, you can move him by faith, trust, and obedience. You can move God. See, to work in your life. Now, how quickly is up to him, okay? Whatever is going on in your life, we don't know how quick God will work. But when he does, huh? You see what I'm saying? When Peter's face was tried, he had to walk on the sea. He jumped on out the boat, didn't he? Huh? He asked God, he said, if that's you, Lord, bid me to come. And guess what? After he said come, he didn't sit up there and debate over it, did he? Huh? Y'all ain't here today, amen. Listen now, you want God to move, and this is acceleration time for you. He's going to do what? He's going to do it. Yes, he is, and this is your hour. This is the fastest he going to do it right now, because you're now hearing it. And you're accepting it right now because he's changing things. See? He changed the principle of things, growth. You put the seed in the ground, and it has to go through different stages, okay? So do we. Huh? When he called us into ministry or called us to be saved or whichever way you want to call it, what happened? You go through a process. There is a process that you must abide by to get to where you should be at this hour. Huh? And some people say, well, that was fast. You just got saved and God called you already to the ministry. Well, now, I don't know who called you to the ministry that fast. You so fast you already there doing it. When Elijah, when he saw Elijah, what did he say? He called him. But Elijah didn't come right then, did he? When Elisha called him, he didn't come right then. He said, let me go and, take care of my family and do what I can for my family so I go make sure they're comfortable because, it's going to be a long trip, I know. But he finally came. But then he was in training with him. He was in training as a servant. Are you going to do that? Be in training as a servant? No, everybody is so haughty. Everybody want to be the head honcho. Everybody want to be the leader. And they never got to be a follower yet. They don't know A from a bullfrog. They don't know nothing. You ever see these preachers out here now opening up churches that don't even know Genesis, where Genesis is? You ever listen to them? And I said, oh, my God, they got this nice, fine church and these people following them. So you got a bunch of crazy people following the crazy man because somebody want a title, because somebody want to be the cart go before the horse. The horse supposed to pull the cart, right? Yep. But now you got the cart going trying to pull the horse. Okay? Mm-hmm. You see how we get backwards? We don't wait for things. We don't allow God to do it. Now, if God has told these people over in Nineveh, about getting saved, changing their lives, they've been living evil, doing wicked things and everything, and immediately what do? They start fasting and praying and asking God to fill me. He say, who can tell? He may hear us and forgive us. There was no guarantee. Did you hear the man knew there wasn't no guarantee? But he said, just in case, can you do that today? Just in case I'm going to live right. Just in case I'm going to treat my neighbors right. Just in case I'm going to do what God say do. This is what you can say today. You don't know how God's going to handle it, do you? And if Nineveh can do it, you can do it. He said, who can tell it if God would turn and repent, turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? Who can tell? Who can tell today that you won't die in your sin? Who can tell today that God won't take you and turn you totally around from what you've been into, what you thought was a hopeless situation? He can do it. He can do it. Yes, he can. Don't let this be your last time either. Don't let this be your last time. Don't let God have to wipe you out because you won't obey, because you won't listen. I'm not trying to scare you or anything, but you see what this man say about his fierce anger? He knew God was angry at them, the whole nation. God was going to wipe them out if they didn't repent. See, we have this before us, but nobody believed that God will do it. The nations of the world are in a turmoil now. And they don't know the answer is God, is Jesus. That is the one that changed the whole game. What is going on in the weather? What is going on in the atmosphere as a whole? What is going on in the streets that you walk on? The people are evil and mean, doing vicious things, ungodly things. They want to pass a law that pedophile is okay. People have gone real crazy. You see? Now we need what? We need a manifestation of Jesus Christ coming in to change things. People raising up. People of God, raise up. Rise up, brother, and listen. Do something about it. Be that game changer. Be that person to talk about Jesus, regardless of who threatened you. Oh, they going to threaten you now. You can bank on it. Huh? Threaten you if you're black now. You can't even go to the store. Huh? And they threaten people. That's uncalled for, but this is the time. This is the evil time now. This is a Nineveh's time. That the people need to hear the word of God and do what? Change. Let's change what we can change. Those that are around us, let's do what? Put a change in. That's what makes you a game changer. And you can do it now. You don't have to wait for another day. You can do it when you go out your front door. Take him along with you everywhere you go. Talk Jesus, don't care who you see. Talk Jesus, they could be talking you all this and calling you the N-word, the B-word, and every other word. You don't have to be that because that's what they say. Huh? You can say, Jesus saves. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Start hallelujah, and they know you crazy. You're changing the whole thing. See what I'm saying? You change the atmosphere. You're changing that little bit of space around you and that person with that wicked tongue. You see? Can be changed. But you're going to have to put something in it. Huh? You have to do what, like the Bible say, launch out in the deep. You're going to have to do some launching right about now. Time to launch. Time for you to stop being them little chicken people, the biddies. Even the chickens will pluck you. But you're the biddies. See, you don't want to do nothing. You want it to come to you. Everyone is looking for something to come to them. This is time. He said, work out your own soul salvation, your own soul salvation. It ain't coming up to you. You work it out. Huh? And when you work things out and you come to conclusion that, you know, God is with you no matter where you go or what you do, huh? When you come to that, you know you done changed the whole game. See? What is happening now? I have the authority. God has given it to us. He give us the power and the authority, and we don't use it. Because that's what makes you the game changer, because of that power and authority that he's already given you. You don't take your power off just because the devil is mad or he's saying some nasty stuff. That's his job. He's nasty. And he's going to say nasty things. He's going to say things to hurt you. But you know what you do? Stand on the rock anyhow and don't let it hurt you. Say, Jesus. Start singing a song if you want to. Do something to talk about Jesus. Let that word and that anointing come out your mouth. Let that fire come from your tongue, the fire of the Holy Ghost, not that wicked fire, but the holy fire. See, you don't have to cuss them back. You ain't got to say one mean word. Just say the Jesus word. Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Make you want to sing. Hallelujah. When you want to sing, honey, things begin to happen. Change is taking place all around you. Glory to God. And I'm about ready to go right here now and pass it over to this Pastor Barnes. I don't know which one of them, but Pastor Barnes over here. I thought it was Bishop one time. Hey!
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter this morning. I tell you, that is should be encouraging today to be a game changer and game chambers step out of the box. Game changer has to stand up and be bold and know who they are and know that they are walked, that God is with them, that the bullet allow the Holy Spirit to come forth in you, while the Holy Spirit will direct you, guide you, give you the right words to speak at the right moment. And, when the woman of God was talking, she was saying that, you know what, that we have the three, you need three things, the faith, the trust, and the obedience. And it is so true, because you say you have faith in God, you believe in God, faith and trust side and side, and you have to obedience. How can you walk in faith? You have to be obedient to the word of God, be obedient to the instruction, be obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit, be obedient to everything, because in order to obtain and walk into new territory and tear down and pluck down, you have to be obedient and also be aware of everything that's going on around you. And when he was talking about the book of Jonah, how Jonah was displeased. He was displeased, did not like it, right? He was upset, right? Oh, my God. And it was something to think about, you know, when the woman of God was saying that, how he said, when I was in my own country. So, you know what? A lot of time at home, we'll be talking to God back and forth. God will tell us to do this and tell us to do that, and you're going to have a conversation with him and see, how can you bargain, right? Can you bargain with him? Do you have to do it 100%? Can I just do 50-50? Can I do 75%? You know what it is. God be busy talking to you, and he gives you full instruction, but then something other than the word of God or the voice of God telling you to do the opposite. And I the word meaning what game changer means, you got to follow the instruction. Game changer means if you want to do something different, you got to do something you never done before. Not only that, you cannot look at your own situation. You got to take the limit of God. I'm reminded like almost 4 or 5 years ago that when we had the feast of the festival in the ministry, and it was something different that was never done before, and God said, bring your best seed. And you know what? God was busy. When we talked about God, he was in his own country talking to God. God be talking to you, dealing with you, and telling you how much offering to give, how much seed to release, and then you're going to have a conversation within yourself. You think it's within yourself. But do you know what? The Holy Spirit is right there talking to you, letting you know that he'll tell you to give you one number. And I remember he was telling me to plant this seed, and that's all I had in my account was the seed amount. And I would say, well, I could give half of it. See, just like I'm in my seat now, I say, well, I could give half of it. But I got up in the line. But by the time I walked up there, I have to do the whole thing. Why? Because that was the word of the Lord, being obedient to what he said. And if I wasn't, and it made me even think about it, well, if I had continued to speak to myself and say, okay, let me do half of it, I wouldn't have gotten what God had in store for me. Why? Because he was opening doors. He was making ways out of no way. He was putting the right people in the right place to give you divine favor to open doors. They just say, I don't mind helping this person. God just give them the favor, right? We want favor with God and we want favor with man, but it takes obedience to God's word. A lot of times you be saying, I don't know how it's going to get done. Why? We assume we don't want to walk in the faith and believe God. Take the limit off him. Because what pride sometimes comes up and say, I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want them to think this and think that. But you know what is what God is saying. And I'm reminded of that even though Jonah, he was talking to himself now I say, God, you know what? You didn't let me get away and not want to go to Nineveh now. So you want me to go there? And you didn't have mercy on me, but God had mercy on him. God made a fish or a whale to come in, but he had a job to get done. He had to do the job. In other words, no one else could do it. No one could be effective the way that him, because he was appointed and that was his purpose to go there and speak the word of the Lord. Why? Because God knew that there was a many souls that needed to be changed. I mean, when you hear the word of God and the word of God came forth and God bring forth the change, now the people could have just said, oh, that's just another prophet. That just another minister, that just another word. But you know what? Someone had eyes to see. Someone recognized that this was a different word. Someone recognized I got to do this instruction. Why? Because my life depends on me following this instruction. This word is not like everyone else. Because when you read further down, you see that people were telling that there were diviners, there were different false prophet. There were so many people saying other things, but you got to recognize when this is the word of the Lord. This is truly the word of the Lord. Not my thought, but his thought. Not the way I believe he's going to work it out, what I think he should. In other words, God, if you do it like this, like Sister Jones had you move for Sister Jones like this, and I want that same testimony. Sister Jones did certain different things that you don't even know she did to obtain that blessing. So today now, if you want to be a game changer, you got to do things differently. And then when you read about when Jonah was feeling sorry for himself and being angry, and we get like that. Honestly, if you really think about it, we get upset. God, why is it I have to always do the right thing? You get mad.
Come on.
God, how is it you always have mercy on them and you don't pull their coattail? You be saying that to God. You be saying that to him. You don't think that's the same thing, but it is. It's the same thing. Well, you letting them get away with it. Why is that? Aren't you the God of mercy? Don't you see, God, I'm long-suffering, right? I'm standing on your word. Isn't it about time I see some justice?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
But then, you know what? In the book of Exodus, talks about it, chapter 34, verse 6 and 7 said, and the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God. And that's in capital letter in the Bible. The Lord God. The Lord, God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Verse 7 says, keeping mercy for the thousands, forgiving iniquities and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty. Did you all see that? And that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. Now, a lot of people try to say there is no such thing that generation paying for things that happened before, but they are. You're just not paying attention to somebody paying for what you done.
All
right. We don't want to pay attention. We act like we were all grown up. Never did anything growing up when you were 14 years old, 15 years old, 16 years old, 10 years old, 9 years old. You know what? If you pay attention, there were some things when you may have gotten angry. And then when you look, when you have children of your own, if you pay attention, they're doing the same thing you did. You just didn't pay attention when you were doing it. Why? Because you were growing up. But you know what? God have a way to let you know whatever you reap what you sow. And you, it happens. It manifests later on down your life. But you know what? Even though it manifests, if you can recognize it and you can break those things over your life, over your lineage, over what was done long time ago, that it will not go any further. You say, what that has to do with it? We have to make the change ourselves. We got to say to God, you know what, God? Have mercy on me. Yes, God, I'm looking for you to for justice. I want you to pay them just like how you'd be speaking to me and telling me to get this thing right. God, you don't speak to them. Well, Jonah was telling God that, but God said what? He had mercy on Jonah because he know Jonah was just going through emotional we poor me syndrome. And you know what? God had mercy on him. But then when God told him, okay, God baby him now, because you know what? He cares about you. He baby you for a while and said, okay, all right. But then he said, okay, now it's time for you to stand up and go forth and do what I call you to do. Why? Because Jonah still had to walk in purpose. So it let us know that even though we may go through, we may be feeling sorry for ourselves, we may feel like in the wilderness time, or we may feel like we're on the mountaintop or in the valley, God still tell you, okay, you go through the process, then he's telling you, okay, now rise and shine and go forth and declare and decree what I call you to do. So being a game changer don't mean you're on the mountaintop all the time. There's some valley, there's some hill. There's some space in between. But you know what? Get up, stand up, speak the word of God, shake yourself up, turn it around, whatever it may be going on in your life. Do not just take it and just sit down and say, I'm going on the beach, and get a sun chair and just beach out, right? No, because that's what Jonah did. So arise and shine and go for it and do what God called you to do. Remember now, he had mercy on the people. He had mercy on who? Jonah also. So remember now, he's a God of mercy and grace. And stop saying, God, it's been a long time. You know, because we say, as long as we have King Jesus. You know that song, long. As long as I have King Jesus, know all the time, you be like, okay, God, vindicate. But you know what? God, let us know today, vengeance is him, is his. He's the one that's going to do it in his time. Don't you do it, but allow God to do it right now. And when the woman of God was talking about people so prejudiced, I mean, an incident happened yesterday, and I felt so bad for the lady. They're up in age, they in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. But you know what? It is a shame when people just so hateful. You know, when you ask them, can you move your vehicle? You're blocking my driveway. They're so hateful and telling the person they need to move in the area that for blacks. But you know what? The people weren't even black. But you know what? The devil just don't care who he used. It just teach me that the devil don't care who he used. So when things arise, and the person not a Christian, they're serving their other God. But you know what? I can still have compassion and speak, ask God to keep them and protect them, because they're elderly and the person releasing that spirit of fear over them. For them to move out, tell them to move out and go somewhere else. But today we declare the devil is a liar and the truth of God is not in him today. We will not allow the spirit of hatred and prejudice to come forth today. So today we got to stand up regardless of what the color is, what your religion is. Doing the right thing means still doing the right thing. Let God judge each and every man. How you know you're not going to win that person for Christ? By you standing and calling on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he is what? My God and your God too. So today, don't just sit down, but be a game changer today. Don't just stand by and allow other things to happen to other people, and you don't speak up. Even if you have to speak on, call on the name of Jesus or plead the blood of Jesus, war on behalf of that person. Why? Because you are a game changer. So today, remember, you have a choice today to walk in faith, trust, and obedience. Be blessed. Bishop Porter, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. As they was ministering, Apostle and Pastor Sharon, I was looking here in chapter 3. Praise God. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. I want to ask you out there, how many times did God have to speak to you for you to obey, amen, what he tell you to do? You know, and I think about Jonah. Jonah was... he was selfish, and he was self-centered. Praise the Lord. And you know, if I look at chapter 3 here, and in verse number 5, he didn't have to do a whole lot of preaching either. Praise the Lord. I'm in verse 4. He didn't have to do a whole lot of preaching. You know, he had to sweat and do all that and had to change clothes. All he had to do was say 8 words. In verse 4 in chapter 3, he said, and Jonah began to enter into the city a day journey. And he cried and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. That's all he had to say. Praise God. And he went through all that situation in his life for being disobedient and don't want to obey and preach the word of God to the people of Nineveh. He's going to do what he wants to do and turn and go his way. But how many know it's not our way? It's God's way. Am I right about it? Oh, praise the Lord. But you know one thing, I know he's fast. Praise God. The Bible says it was a 3-day journey. And Jonah made it in 1 day. Praise the Lord. Praise God. And when he said the 8 words, which means new beginning, the people repented. The people repented. Praise God. And there he yet going to go, praise God, up to a mountain there and going to look down on the city. On, there ain't going to make him a booth and see what God going to overthrow the city. Oh, but ain't you glad, amen, that God changed his mind? Yes. Praise God. And, you know, Nineveh, that's come up under, he said, today you hear my voice, harden not your heart. And they repented. Praise God. From the greatest all the way down to the least. Praise God. A prayer will change things. Praise God. God is looking for a repentant heart. Praise God. And if you, amen, repent, praise God, and turn from your wicked ways, he said, then he will hear from heaven. Oh, he want to do great things in each and every one of our lives. But if you, amen, is preaching the gospel, how many times do God have to speak to you, amen, for you to obey, praise God, what he's telling you to do? And so he is a whole, and sometimes it's, to us today is more than 2 times. It's more than 3 times. I don't want to preach. I don't want to talk to them hard-headed people. Hey, they was hard-headed back then. They're hard-headed now. Praise God. But whoa, but guess what? When you, amen, declare the word of God, amen, it's off of you, it's on them. Praise God. And every man got to work out their own soul salvation. Am I right? With trembling and fear. Oh, praise the Lord. And I thank God, amen, that God will, amen, have mercy. Praise God. But if we have a charge to keep, we have a God to glorify. Amen. You can be a game changer. This is what Apostle talking about today. Praise God. But say now it's time, amen, to hearken to the word of God. Amen. To hear, amen, what he is saying to you today. Amen. He said that his word will not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases, and it is falling on good ground today. He is encouraging somebody hard today, and all you got to do is say, Lord, forgive me for being hard-headed and stiff-necked and rebellious. and I will do what you have commanded me to do. Oh, praise God. Oh, and all you have to do is just go. And if you go, oh, he will show up and show out in your life. Praise God. He did it back then, and he's doing the same thing now. Praise God. But you know, praise God, and the Lord, God prepared, amen, this quarter. Amen. This came up and made it to become over Jonah, you know, for some shade, praise God, because it was hot, praise God, out there. But then he turned around and had some cacking worms to come up to devour, praise God, that growth, that leaf that he had made for Jonah, you know. So God always got some shade for you and I. Now, I'm going to share with you five miracles, and I'm going to leave you alone. Number one, God sent a violent storm, praise God. Two, God provided a great fish to swallow Jonah. Three, God ordered the fish to spit him out. Four, God made a leafy plant to shade Jonah. God provided a worm to eat the plant. God provided the scorching wind to blow on Jonah, you know. So God is a miracle worker with wonders to be performed. All praise the Lord. But Jonah, praise God, he was, like I said, selfish, and he was self-centered, praise God. But, you know, we ought to be happy. We ought to rejoice, amen, when one, amen, give their life, amen, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Am I right? All praise the Lord. This is what it's all about. Amen. If the Lord have saved you, you ought to be happy and want to rejoice. Oh, praise God, when someone else have said, I have repented for the remission of my sin and have given my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, this is what it's all about. The Bible tells me that the angels in heaven rejoice over one soul, praise God, just one, praise God. But hey, Jonah turned, amen, a whole city right side up. Why? Because he, amen, went and done what God had commanded him to do after he went through hell and tarnation, praise God. Can you imagine all that seaweed and all that he went through? Oh, I tell you, when that fish spit him out, oh, his feet didn't hit dry land. I mean, and that's running. He's the fastest man in the world. You talk about how fast you seen Boat is in Jamaica. He's faster than that. Oh, help me somebody. I mean, now that's running. Talk about Superman is fast as any speeding bullet. He's fast as any speeding bullet. Amen. To make a three-day journey in one day, that's moving. Praise God. I mean, he didn't look back either. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, if God have to do that to you, come on, think about it, you preacher, you whoever, evangelist, huh? You them sitting down, praise God, on the word of God, and God have commanded you. You've been commissioned to go out and do a job. And I'm going to say this, and I'll be finished. I'm going to turn it over to Sister Diane. It was a man, praise God, he was an evangelist. He had to go to this city, praise the Lord, to preach a revival. So when he got into the city and he went to the church, when he got to the church that night, the church lights was out and the lock was on the door. He couldn't get in. And so he said, I've got to do it. I got to preach tonight. And he couldn't preach because the church was locked. So he went back to his hotel. And he went back up on into his room, and he was walking backwards and forth. He said, I got to preach tonight. And so he opened up his window, and he said, I know what I'm going to do. He said, fire! He said, two or three people come running out their house. He said, oh, he says, I say it about two or three more times, I'm going to get me a nice little crowd. So people come looking up and looking for the fire. You know how people do when you holler about fire! Hey, come on, some more people came out. 15 or 20 more came out. He said, if I holler one more time, I get me a good little crowd. And so he looked out the window one more time, and he said, fire! And a whole crowd of people come running out and looking up. And he opened up the window one more time, and he said, Holy Ghost, fire! That's all you had to say. Praise God. Amen. The church need a Holy Ghost fire. Praise God. It's Holy Ghost time. Praise God. I want to say to somebody, praise God. Oh, it's time now to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And when you do that, everything will be all right. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Jesus love you, and Bishop do too.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you going to call out fire today? And make sure you say Holy Ghost fire afterwards, okay? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter, and Pastor Sharon. Today, you be that game changer. Be that game changer in your situation. Change your atmosphere today by the words that you speak today. And be encouraged. Encourage someone else as well. Be that light in someone's darkness. I tell you, we serve an awesome God, and know that nothing is too hard for God. You give it to him, and he will take care of you. Serve him, and he will take care of you. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, that is. You can also tune in to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit. And listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. That's some awesome listening. If you would like to even listen to this broadcast again, just go ahead to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and go ahead and hit that play button. If the woman of God have blessed you in any way and you would like to plant a seed into her life, into the radio ministry, into the ministry itself, just bless the woman of God. You can go ahead and you can send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Or you can visit our website at LogianInternationalMinistries.com and hit that donate button. That's LOGION International Ministries, and hit that donate button and go ahead and plant your seed. And you know, when you plant your seed, you're planting it in good, fertile ground. Trust and believe that your seed will grow. So today, be blessed and tune in tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to the Wailing Walls prayer line. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Take everything back. So be blessed and hope to hear you tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Wailing Walls prayer line.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me believe. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things start happening. struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.